different. Yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different.
You're lying.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different.
Pull up to the scene. I think we all laugh, finally.
I think laugh.
No, I don't hear nothing. Hold on.
Why is it being like
somebody gonna say something in a second. Oh, no.
Can y'all hear me now?
What's up, y'all? You guys tuned in to What Radio's talk show. Say what? The talk show gives you what you want. Straight raw, no condom. Being that this is the last Sunday of Black History Month, we would like to make sure that this is a very special Black History show. So we're going to start off today's show with a Black History fact. Are you guys ready? Panel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Not only is February the beginning of Black History Month, February 1st is the U.S. National Holiday, which is National Dark Chocolate Day.
That's racist.
Yum.
Why dark can't it be chocolate. Just chocolate? Because some of us ate dark chocolate, some of us milk chocolate.
So, yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes, just want to let you guys know that February 1st is National Dark Chocolate Day.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's in recognition of Black Month, but I think there may be a conspiracy here. So we're going to get into it after the next song.
I heard of spending your hard-earned linens on breedable.
That's my man. Let me tell y'all something. My mama used to actually do her hair like James Brown back in the day. Yes, she did. Oh, God. That was just so embarrassing. When he would put the curls in it, she would wear her curls the same way. He's like, Mama, no. Why
yeah,
you
my
that?
Mom did this thing, too.
Really? Yeah. Her hair like James Brown, too?
Yep.
Wow. Are we back live? I think we back live.
Yes, because he said he be catching y'all off guard for real. That's some bullshit. Fuck that nigga smoke.
All right. I heard the song cut out, and then I hear it start talking in the background.
And you ain't say nothing? And you just wasn't going to let us know? See? I should have been talking about you, but...
Y'all need to listen.
All right. Wow, well, we're going to go ahead and jump into it. I am going to post something in local chat, but there was an article that I came by this month about a Black employee who is suing her job for $21,000 after a Black ape was left on her desk by a coworker for 3 weeks. That ape was put on her desk by her coworker, who actually got the promotion that she was denied. What do you guys think about that?
Oh, damn, I kick her ass.
Personally, I would like to see that fight.
What?
It was a Black ape, not just a monkey. It was a Black ape.
Yes.
My question is
this size.
Why did the employee not have the ability or brains to take the damn thing off the desk herself?
That's because she was smart.
I think she did that purposely. You know what? If somebody did something like that to me, I would probably do the same after I kicked their ass. I would leave whatever it is they did right there.
But why would you do that when you can just sue their ass just like she did?
Right.
That's why she left it there. I personally would left it there myself. 000. Nah, I'd have got more than that.
It says for 20.
I would have had. I would have got 21,040 acres and a mule.
Nah, you a little too light for that. They keep you as a.
Here you go. To once again, it's Black History Month, and you discriminating because I'm light. Okay.
That's right. If Finn was here, he would buy 21,000 for four linen.
Well, the reason she sued for 21,000, it was $1,000 for each day that her supervisor let the animal sit on her desk.
Wow.
So that chick makes $1,000 a day.
Okay, now it says it's a life-sized stuffed ape. Right. So basically, she probably sat there for however many freaking days it was and did no goddamn work. So they should sue her ass. I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Well, she probably told them somebody needs to come and move this from my area if it was life size. She probably would have said somebody need to come and move this from my area. She probably reported it to supervisor and then nobody did anything.
Wait, what, her supervisor that did it?
No, it was the person who got the promotion that did it. But her supervisor didn't do anything about it as far as moving it.
Now, would anybody on the panel would have let that ride for 3 weeks?
Oh, hell no. Because even though, you know, it was done again, as we all know, most of the time if you file a complaint, you're let as like a whistleblower or a tattletale or whatever. And then is she going to get hired in the future from other companies? You know what I'm saying? Depending on, you know, how they look at her. So sometimes it might be see a benefit just to handle it without doing a lawsuit.
Okay, and the thing, look at it like this. Everybody else in the office saw this. Everybody else in the office.
I mean, I wouldn't have left for 3 weeks. I think she arrived for 3 weeks. I don't know why she did that.
Well, have any one of you ever been in an uncomfortable situation in the workplace because of your color, or have you had a superior of another race so comfortable with you that they feel like they are down enough to make a harmless joke that might be insulting? Like, for example, Kimmy, you do a presentation, you're the only African American at the table. And then your boss says, "Wow, Kimmy, I am pleasantly surprised that you have great diction."
Used to do college admissions. So we're talking about our student workers who help us out. And one of the girls happened to be African American. And so the secretary was talking about the different student workers. And she said her name. And everyone was like, "Well, who's that?" And she's like, "You know, the colored girl." And I was like, "Did I hear what I just heard?" And I was like, "Nah, she didn't say that." Because I couldn't believe it. And then I looked over at my boss, and my boss is looking at me like, "Oh, shit." And I was like, "Wait a minute. She just did say that shit." So I let the ride. You know, I let them go through the meeting. We're going to handle business later. But that shit, we had to nip that in the bud, like, right away. We didn't let that ride. I didn't just go about my business. But we had in the bud after the meeting. But, I mean, sometimes you're in those uncomfortable positions where you have to say, "Look, that ain't cool. That is not the move. I don't know where you grew up, and, you know, that was okay, but it ain't okay over here."
See, I was in a situation and something like that, but it was a fellow coworker, not a superior. And it was me and this other dude who was on the management team. And this other dude, he's a black dude, he's like 6'2", and the thing about it is he loves chicken. So anytime we have a big meat, and he's always looking for chicken. No chicken. Love chicken, and chicken is like the universal okay, you know, food to serve at a meeting. So at one meeting in particular, they didn't serve us anything, and one of our coworkers come up, he was like, "Alex, I know you mad because they don't have chicken, huh?" So Alex decided to play angry black man role and use his size and stature to back up this dude against the wall and was like, "What? Am I supposed to be mad because I'm black?" And in the work environment that I worked in, human resources is serious about any type of allegiance. So any point that can lead back to race would be a real serious. So, you know, at that point, the guy was scared because he was like, "Oh my God, I'm fired because I said this." So then Alex was like, "Nah, I'm just kidding." But it's like, you know, people know what they're saying, but after it comes out, a lot of the times they know how it's going to affect the person next to them. So what I want to go ahead and do now is test your knowledge. So I have a bowl in front of me. called Knowledge of Blackness.
Lord Jesus.
Let me go sit in my corner. Hold on.
She said Knowledge of Blackness.
I'm not black.
Hello. Is there a Knowledge of Blackness or is just Knowledge of Blackness? I ain't American, so I
and everybody
you're American. You can
everyone's in local chat can participate as well. And I'll do this. The first person who gets it right in local chat, I'll give some L's away as well. But you guys have to the panel, you have to go ahead and type it in our Skype. And then we'll go over the right answer after the song. So, my question is, you have 10 seconds to answer, panel. Panel has 10 seconds to answer. Anybody else in the crowd can answer whenever, before we come back from commercial. Panel, who ghost wrote Will Smith's 1998 song, Getting Jiggy With It? Was it A, Jada Pinkett? B, Candy Burgess, C, Nas, or D?
I know, you know, I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit.
Your friends, because Ghostface Game Room awaits you.
That's crazy.
Okay, we're back up in 10 seconds.
That's like saying, I'm going to go there, and I'm like, okay, I only want Christian nurses to work on me. Or I only want Jewish nurses to work on me. Like, that's crazy.
How is that any different than walking into a restaurant and saying, I don't want any of this on my food? It's the same thing.
Live, C-Lo.
People to food? Are you serious? Did you just say that? Did you
it's
just
an opinion.
Yeah, we're live. All right.
Okay.
She's a little angry right now. Calm down.
I don't want no chicken and I don't want black people. It's not the same thing.
Say it with your breath.
It's not the same thing. I'm sorry.
Cammy, you got the microphone too close so we can understand what you're saying.
Okay, we are back live. Why are you telling me we're not live?
She just got overexcited. That's all that was, Spice. She does that a lot. Them true women, crazy.
The people need to hear sometimes what goes on commercial breaks.
All right, you guys, we are back. And we have the answer to the question. The question was, who ghost wrote Will Smith's Getting Jiggy With It? And surprisingly, no one on the panel got that right, even though it was a multiple choice question. And the answer was Nas.
Really?
I knew it, but I can't really? Type, so I couldn't say it. So
it just don't.
That's discriminating. I'm suing.
Boy, you could have said it out loud.
Nah, she said
right
type.
I had it right in my mind. I just didn't type it out.
Yeah, Nas would have been like
I had it right in my mind.
Nas wrote Getting Jiggy With It. Now that you guys know that, does that give Nas less credibility?
Actually, no.
No.
Not really, because as much as you guys are going to sit there and hate it, I mean, all y'all were kicking to it when it came out.
Y'all was just singing it.
I couldn't
it
see
just
him
now.
Performing it, but...
Oh, that just shows that he's versatile. He can do anything.
Exactly.
I sure know what's getting jiggy with it. If you're a rapper,
you can write a country song, that just shows you have skill in to go and do other things.
Okay. Well, our next article that we're going to talk about, I found another article where a dad asked a hospital that no black nurses are allowed to treat his newborn. And I'm pacing this in local. Okay. He of course had a chance to choose his doctor. You know, he was already, you know, the mom already picks the doctor who's going to deliver her baby. But his specific request was no African American nurse is allowed to take care of his baby. And there was a specific nurse who came across the notation on the chart that said no African American nurses allowed to care for the child. So as the nurse was actually caring for the child, the dad came up and asked to speak to the supervisor. So she got the supervisor, and the supervisor told the nurse to put the baby down and pulled the nurse to the side and told her that she's not allowed to care for the baby. Well, yeah, I'm a little touched right now. What's the first thing wrong with this situation?
Shouldn't the question be, do you think there's something wrong with this situation?
Hell yeah, there's something wrong with the situation, damn it.
I agree. No, I'm not saying there's not. But some people would look at you and say there's nothing wrong with that.
There is something terribly wrong with that.
I'm so on my devil's advocate today.
I'm so on my... He needed to go to an all-white hospital if he didn't want no black people to touch his baby.
Well, when he pulled the supervising nurse to the side, he rolled up his sleeve and showed that nurse the swastika sign. I'm probably saying that wrong.
No, swastika. You said
swastika.
Yeah, swastika. The I hate black people sign. The I hate black people sign. That's what we're going to call it.
It is no hospital. They only got white people. It's everybody's in the hospital.
Exactly. But that's what he needed to find. That's what he needed to find if he didn't want no black people to touch his baby.
But that's blatant racism right there. And he's the one that should be arrested.
He should have did some research and found an all-white hospital.
So what if... Would you have touched the baby if you were the nurse, knowing all this?
I would have kissed baby. I would have kissed the baby all over.
Me too.
There's my honey. There she is.
Bathe them.
Baby
take
is
care
helpful.
Of them.
Mm-hmm. You.
That baby would have had black fingers all over it.
I'm like
a former first aid instructor in real life. It's really hard for
down.
Me.
I was laying the baby down. Mm-hmm.
But would it be worse? Because obviously he was bold enough to add that request on to his chart. So,
and I would be bold enough to hold that baby.
Whoever was bold enough to actually add it to the chart should have also let him know that that is not something that can be guaranteed.
Right.
Well, they did guarantee that to him. That's why the nurses who all worked at the hospital were all upset. And, of course, it is a sign of discrimination. But who was in the bigger wrong, the father or the hospital?
Both.
Say the hospital
hospital, but I mean the father for making that, first of all, for making that assumption anyway, and then the hospital for going out and just and then following it. Because my thing is, what if something happened? What if there was an emergency?
But then that's on him because that was his request.
And the specialist.
Yeah, but the hospital has an obligation to take care of a child. Period. True. That's why they're there.
Exactly.
Hospitals cannot turn away care for anybody.
Exactly. Right. So you telling me they're not going to let a specialist touch the baby because the specialist is black? And come on now. Get out of here. He, like I said, he should have went to an all-white hospital and he would have been A-okay.
What if it was switched around a little bit? What if he only requested black or African American nurses?
I don't care. Then he need to go to an all black hospital. He need to go to an all black hospital then.
How do you think that would have changed the situation though? Do you think the hospital would have reacted differently to his request, being that he only wanted African American nurses?
They probably would have said, sir, we really can't do that. We really have a policy to have all our nurses work. Damn heathens.
Did she really just say that?
Then you might get some staff who might just take it as a break.
But was there really an issue with making a request of who's allowed to deal with your child? Because one, you get to choose the doctor, you get to choose who actually works with your child. You get to choose the teacher that your child gets to work with. You choose basically almost everything when it involves your child. So why not be able to choose what type of nurses can care for your child?
Then you need to
medical care. Okay, this is something that is a necessity. It's not something that you can say, oh, you know what, I think I want my child to be a vegetarian. No, this is medical care. The child cannot be born unless there's a nurse there. And if there are no white nurses there, guess what you're getting? Okay, you have to be able to accept what the hospital can provide, and you do have the right to leave. Like Kimmy said, you can go to another hospital. That is all your right. But if this is the hospital that you chose, then you're going to have to take whatever type of care that they're able to give you, because that's what the hospital is supposed to do.
As a nurse, I'm gonna tell you one thing. Hospitals, we have all kinds of different Black, Indian, more Indian now, and Japanese and Chinese, whatever they are, any kinds of races. But if he did want to have just white nurse to take care of that child, he would have gone to a private clinic, private hospital, and request that before the baby was born, because we do have that problem in the hospitals. But we do not follow what the patient comes in. If you're going to have that baby and that baby is ready to pop out, I don't care if you're Chinese, Black, red, I don't care what color, we got to take care of that baby. It happens to me before, but we have to do it. Hey, I've been through hell in a hospital, but we got to do it. And the one that's going to be supposed to be sued is the hospital for allowing that person to have a white nurse to make that request. Yes, I will go, you know, they will go straight to the director of the hospital, private or not. If he wanted to be, if it was a state hospital, too bad. You know what? You want your baby to be born fine, you're going to have what we got. If you don't want to go pay the good money and go to the private hospital. Because exactly. We do have them. And then you got your own room, and then you got your own nurse, and you got this. But you know what? When you're having a child, ain't no time. Even you're in a goddamn taxi, you can have your child. So it could be the damn bad Black man driver. Or from whatever the places are from, you know? So,
no. You should have had some Jay-Z money, and how Jay-Z bought out the whole hospital floor, and he only allowed certain people, and he paid for it, then you pay for it. If you ain't pulling out no money, then you need to shut up and take the service.
Exactly.
Speaking of service, somebody in the crowd wanted to know, who was that other white lady on the panel?
Oh, that was me. That was Kimmy. Hey, how you doing?
Shout out to Kimmy's white people voice. That's what's up.
Yes, how you doing? Welcome
had
to
all
what
the white
radio.
Folks. Can you do it again?
Here at What Radio, we like to please all of our listeners, and we want to make sure that everyone is happy, and we're an equal opportunity service and station, okay? Thank you, and have a great day. All right.
Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 voice right there.
Now I know why I'm so late now.
I mean, like this. What? What did you say?
Ma, you were sleeping with Messa.
Damn. That's what I sound like when I'm at work. Yo, Smoke called me one day. He was like, "Wait a minute, why are you on DJ like that?"
Right, I had the wrong number.
He was like, "Do I got the wrong number?" I was like, "Look, shoot, I'm trying to save lives here. I'm trying to educate the folks." Look, everybody go to my. I'll never get that voice. Oh, I interviewed Dior. She got the voice. She was like, "Man, Kimmy, I didn't know whether I should laugh or take you serious." I was like, "You better take me serious. We was recorded."
I like Kimmy's voice.
My white girl song.
Damn, I guess I lost my white girl status now, Kimmy. Thank you. Let me corner. I'm good.
You need to white it up, Ice, for real. She done got you. You need to step your whiteness up.
You need to step it up, girl.
We need to get Ice into some Kaplan classes.
Oh my goodness. Really though.
All right, y'all. I am dipping into my bowl of Black knowledge. Let's see what I pull out next.
She's really shaking a bowl. Wow.
All right. Once again, panel, you have 10 seconds to type in the answer in Skype. And everyone in local, you can go ahead and answer. First one to answer the question right. Hopefully someone gets it right this time. And whoever gets the question right, one of our listeners, you'll go ahead and win some Lindens. Y'all help me watch chat a little bit.
Hold up. And, win Lindens from who? Who giving away Lindens?
Yeah, he's been quiet most of the time. You see, he came out of nowhere. Who giving away Lindens?
Man, no, I've been dealing with technical difficulties. I have to apologize, y'all. But we all right now.
Linden's woke you up, though, didn't it?
Hell yeah. All right, good luck.
I actually logged into Smoke's account early and pulled some Linden's out, so.
All right.
Be ballin'.
Sure, the one time we need Warrior to be here, he ain't here.
All right, our next question. What was the occupation of the person who created and founded Def Jam Records? Was it A, a mountain man, B, a street hustler, C, a orange juice maker, or D, a promoter?
Ooh, I know that one.
I know it.
But a hustler,
can I get special smiley face code so I can answer?
A is a smiley face. B is a sad face.
What's the other two? Y'all laughing, but I'm serious.
It was A, a mountain man, B, a street hustler, C, an orange juice maker, or D, a promoter. So go ahead with that Def Jam compilation, and we'll have the answer as soon as you return.
That's my answer right there.
What's that? Pizza? What's that?
Pardon me, darling, if I alarmed you. I don't mean to bother you, I just wanna get you to pause and slow your walk. So maybe we can talk and I can try to charm you. Just trying to find out who you are. I don't mean to come off like a telemarketer. I ain't no hood, no crook, no robber. I just want a part of your heart I can borrow sometimes. And maybe I can call you up sometimes. And maybe I can take you out sometimes. Yeah. So let's exchange digits and later arrange visits, either your place or mine. Yeah. This a different type of commitment. Yeah. I'm talking about a true friendship. Yeah. Someone I can depend on and be down no matter what. Let me know if you're with it, 'cause girl, it'll be fly. You are my
pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my commendation. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene, but my roof gone. When I leave the scene, bet your boot gone. And I beat the pussy like a new song. 2 Chainz, but I got me a few on. Everything hot, skip lukewarm. Tell y'all to bust it open, Uncle Luke gone. Got a present for the present and a gift wrapping. I don't feel good, but my trigger happy. But the stripper happy, but they wish it had me. And I wish a nigga would like a kitchen cabinet. And me and you are cut from a different fabric. I fucked it so good, it's a bad habit. Bitch, sit down, you got a bad ad. Gave her the wrong number and a bad ad. You ain't going nowhere like a bad nabby. Ass so big, I told her, look back at it. Look back at it, look back at it. Then I put a fat rabbit on the grammatic. I am so high, addict. I am so high like a addict.
Keys to my truck, hit the shop 'cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say, I'm kinda buzzed and it's all because South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To
actor, I wanna be player. You see, the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase g, but now I'm a big g. The girls see I got the money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a 6-4. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up. Show us slow, and all they said was 6'8" he stood, and people thought the music that he made was good. They lit the DJ and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said: you and OG are gonna make some cash, sell a million records and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing the club.
This is how we do it.
South Central dancing like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor. I'm whacked on an old school track.
I am just now logging in, so give me a second.
All right, we are live. Welcome back, you guys. We are back on air. All right, and I know you guys are wondering what is the answer, so I'll ask the question again. And unfortunately,
well, I heard about this.
No one on panel got it right either.
I got it right.
What was it?
I said A. Okay.
Wait. Oh, ask me. I was not here for that.
The question was, what was the occupation of the person who created and founded Def Jam Records? Was it A, a mountain man, B, a street hustler, C, an orange juice maker, or D, a promoter? And the
I said a street hustler.
The answer was actually a mountain man.
Ooh, I told you.
Oh, wow.
I told you. I know my Def Jam history, all right? I'm just saying, I know my
damn
history.
Mountain man.
You
going up in the mountains?
You know, damn mountain man.
Come on, man.
So
the
yes,
best place where you can go to concentrate and think about, you know, like
orange juice is concentrated.
Rick Rubin was actually the creator of Def Jam. Russell Simmons was the one with all the connections. He was the one with all the connections.
I'm mad, Finn. Mad me.
He did. He had that big old red beard. He looked like a mountain man. You can't tell me that man was not a mountain man. Y'all the saw Death. What was that? Crush Groove? Was it Crush Groove?
Yeah,
y'all
seen
saw
it.
That movie. All right, go ahead, V.
Yeah, the closest one with the correct answer and local was actually Unreal Charisma. She got it.
Ooh, my bestie.
She got it wrong, but it was almost right because her answer was a record producer, which wasn't really any of the options. And she also added Rick Rubin, which wasn't really any of the options either. But it is Rick Rubin, who was a mountain man. So for that, I'm going to give you 10 lindens.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Damn. You broke the
bestie, bank. Do not spend that all in one place, okay, bestie?
That's like the SL Valentine's Day gift.
she was on the right path, but you know, when you don't get a question right, but you get the bonus answer right.
I'm uploading new pictures today.
He's like, man.
That is equivalent to a brand new carpet on the Price is Right, girl. You enjoy your money.
my God.
All right, our next article that we're actually going to go over, and I'm also going to paste it in local chat as well. There was an Idaho man who was accused of uttering a racial slur and slapping a crying 19-month-old baby boy on a Delta Airlines flight. He is now out of a job. So what actually happened is there was a man by the name of Joe Hunley. He was on a flight on Delta, and there was a young woman who had her baby with her, and the baby was crying. You know, babies on planes, it isn't always the best thing, but, you know, if you could buy the ticket, you buy the ticket. It is still public transportation. So the baby was crying, so Joe took it upon himself to slap the baby in the face and tell the mom, shut that nigger baby up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I would have beat the hell out of that man.
I would have thrown him off the fucking plane.
What was name? What was his name? Clayton Bixby? Damn.
I'm so mad at that.
His name was Joe Ricky Hunley.
Joe Ricky.
And no one on the plane really had a reaction. Everybody was shocked, including the mother. But, you know, an offense like that, Joe Hunley could be jailed for up to a year for assaulting a minor. But he did get fired. He got fired from his full-time job, which I believe he was like on the level of a CFO or whatnot. But because of what happened, he lost his job as well. Now, my question to the panel. Mm-hmm. What is the first thing wrong with this story to you?
That some motherfucker put his hand on a kid.
What? Alright, how would I go?
So, the mom, it is true, the mom just sat there with her mouth open. And if you look at the link, let me go ahead and post this link. If you look at the link, the baby is obviously not of pure Caucasian descendancy. If I said that right. The mother is the mother is Caucasian. The father is Caucasian. But you can obviously tell that it is a mixed child who possibly has some African American lineage in him.
I'm trying to see how this shit actually went down. I mean, they're on the plane and all of a sudden then the man, shut that nigger baby up. And then the next sound you would have heard, was that would have been him being flushed down the airplane toilet. How can that? First of all, you don't go putting your hands on somebody else's baby. All right, it's a baby. The baby is crying. It's a baby. Next day is not your child. Nah, okay. I am all for child abuse, and I know my children hear me. I'm all for child abuse. So whip your kids. But you don't slap a baby upside the head. What's wrong with you, man?
This is a fake story. Fake.
No, it's not. No,
yes,
it's not.
It is. Because ain't no black mama gonna watch nobody slap
her. Was,
she's not, was not.
No, it really happened.
No.
It doesn't need to be a black mama. I would have beat the hell out of that man.
Shit out of somebody. Shit. And I'm white, so absolutely. Whatever. It ain't got nothing to do with color.
I'm telling you, Tamika is not watching nobody slap her baby.
Well, Tamika did.
Wait, you said that the mama was white.
Yes, the mother is actually white.
Is white.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and that don't mean shit. I'm white, and I would fuck you up if you touch my kid. I don't care.
All right,
not so that my kid would be acting like that, but black. Still.
We got two white women on the panel, and so one of them said that she would beat her child. What, other white lady, what would you do? Other white lady? Or now she not white no more?
Oh, me?
I ain't white, so.
I would have smacked him in his face so hard, it would have knocked the liquor out. Because he was drunk, and I don't care. Okay, look. Delta is going to give me some money. Okay.
Who is this?
Delta is giving me money.
Who is this? Before I respond, I want to know who I'm.
You don't know your own bestie.
Oh, well, he said white woman, and you. I know that you are not white.
Okay, and I know a lot of y'all on panel have kids, so I'm gonna start with Infinite, who has the most kids on panel.
Oh my gosh.
I got a kid.
Infinite. What would have been your first initial reaction if someone slapped your baby who was sitting in your lap and told you to shut that nigger baby up?
Shut that nigger baby up.
The first thing I would have done, all honesty, he said, shut that nigger baby up, slash my child, is I would have saw how big he was. If he was bigger than me, then I would have been like, okay, no problem.
Now you're lying.
No, that's honestly the truth. That is,
I would have been like, shut the fuck up. Did you hear this white man talking?
Suge Knight can slap my baby. All right.
Spice, what about you? What would have been?
Okay, if it would have been my child, and for real, I would have said, first of all, this, if I'm a woman and my child is mixed or black or white or any color, I would have said, you know what? It's not for you to tell our child to shut the fuck up. First of all, tell me. Then yeah. I might put my baby to sleep and then I'll kick his balls.
Damn. Eye for an eye and a baby for a baby.
Yes, I for not. Hey, I won't mind going to jail defending my child,
and
then I sue his ass.
Smoke. What about you?
I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm sitting there, and somebody slapped my baby. Oh,
in your lap.
In my
Lord,
lap.
Lord, I will kick.
I think I would have just ate them. Just like dude from Miami, I'd have just start eating.
You become accountable in a minute.
Yep. You slap my baby, we eating your ass tonight. Mm-hmm. Hot sauce,
like chicken.
Ice can attest for how violent I can get when pushed.
If somebody
was to touch my baby, I don't care how big they are, I'm killing them.
Mm-hmm.
You do not lay a hand on my child. That's for me to discipline or for my wife to discipline. That's not for anybody else to discipline. I don't care if I'm in the plane, on a train, on a bus. If my baby's crying, I will deal with that. I understand it's upsetting other people, but it's a baby. What can I do about it? Except for try to calm the baby down. But smacking a baby sure as fuck isn't going to do any good. And smacking somebody else's kid, that's asking to get your ass whooped.
Now, was the mother...
And a man to slap the baby's face, he's out of his fucking mind.
Can I answer?
Yeah, exactly.
I will kill him. Oh, my God.
See,
go ahead, honey.
I would not do what you guys are saying. Okay. Y'all know I've got a lawsuit about me. What I would, you know, once he let out whatever little anger that he had going on with him, I would smile at him nicely, and I would ask the person next to me to hold the child for a moment, and I would politely stand up and smile at him and say, oh, did my poor innocent baby interrupt you in your whiteness? And, you know, wait for him to answer that, because I'm sure he would have some dumbfounded look on his face. And while he's thinking dumbfoundedly, I would slap the shit out of him.
Get it, honey.
There goes honey getting fuck wild again.
And then I would, you know, give him a few choice words. You know, I would, you know, again, I would not get loud. I would be very polite with it the entire time. He would think he was talking to, what's the name, Sherry with the lamb chop. He would think he's talking to somebody, you know, some innocent woman. And then I would politely sit my black ass down and grab my baby back.
Shit, I would.
Now, was the mother wrong? Was the mother wrong for not acting in a volatile manner?
No.
No.
No, because she got a lawsuit coming. It's about to be Tamika Airlines.
She can't.
Jessica Bennett.
Mm-hmm. She really can't sue the airline for that. But she can sue the rich motherfucker who hit the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did the rich motherfucker work for the airline, or was he just another passenger on the plane?
He worked for the airline.
Oh, he did? I thought it was a passenger.
No, he worked for the airlines. He was fired.
No, he was fired from the airline.
Actually should have been detained on that plane by an air marshal for that.
You are exactly. about to see the real-life soul plane.
Actually, he did not work for the airline. He worked for AGC Aerospace and Defense Supplies Technology.
There you go.
Close enough.
That's why they fired his ass.
Tamika Defense and Technology.
Now, my next question is, do you think if the baby was pure Caucasian, would the mother's reaction have been different?
I ain't got no nigga baby.
Oh, so that,
of course.
That's what you would have said?
Of course there would have been a different reaction. That's just how it goes.
Regardless of the skin color, you still put what? Your hands on the child.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not true.
That girl, yeah, that white woman would have been beat the hell out of that white man too. Believe me, I know, I've seen it. But any color, any race, you don't touch nobody's child.
Okay, and now, if you guys were any of the passengers on the plane and saw this, what would have been your reaction?
It would have been the same reaction as right mm-hmm. now. That's your baby. Mm-hmm. I ain't getting into it. I mean, it's mind your business. Mind your business. I would have pulled out my cell phone. World star. That's all I could have done.
I would have said something. I would have pushed him away and slapped him across the face.
Now, the reality is, though, folks, but seriously, I don't know, because, you know, everybody says what they can say about it, but when you are in that moment, maybe the woman was just too dumbfounded that the dude was stupid enough to hit her kid that she couldn't move.
No.
Come on. I mean,
no, well, she no, did say that. If you watch like the video, she said she was shocked and all with her mouth open.
Right.
Like, if I slap you, you're going to stand there and look at me for a second. No.
To be fair, when you are actually in the situation, just because you say you're going to react one way is one thing, but whether or not you're actually going to react that way in a situation is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, so I said you ask somebody to hold the baby for a
hitting
moment.
Hitting your kid. Hitting your child, right,
you know, recollect yourself.
It's worse. It's actually worse than hitting you. So no, that's bullshit.
Well, we have some.
If she was going to react, she would have reacted right away.
I agree, and we have some comments from local chat. We have Will Never Fall. Shout out to Will. He said he would have kicked him from behind if he was a passenger, and got back in his seat.
Somebody would have smacked him across the back of his neck and said, "Sit your red neck ass down."
Wait, somebody would slap Will for kicking the man from behind?
No. You I assume she means the aggressor.
Will would have kicked the man from behind, and then he would have went back to his seat.
Or he would have snuck in a kick. All right, I feel you. That's how we do.
Then Yamaria, I know, Yams. Then we got Yams Inglewood in the crowd. She says she wouldn't have said shit, but she would have snapped. She would have snapped the video.
Right.
See, that's what I said about owning the airline. Your Marriott airline, right there.
All right. Now, which was worse, the slap or calling the baby a nigger?
I got this. I'm gonna say the slap, because calling the baby a nigger part is so crazy. First of all, the one thing I need to know: did he call the baby a nigger or a nigger? Because you know, like,
I knew that was coming. Oh,
see, if he called the baby a nigger, it was like a term of endearment. It was like a.
Who knows?
Never
what he
ignorant,
did.
Getting goals accomplished.
Yeah, the slap.
The N word.
He was from Idaho, so he said the nigger.
With two R's at the end.
People in Idaho say nigger.
Yeah. But what we need to focus on is obviously this man has some mental issues.
Right.
Because if he's brave enough to just holler out in the middle of a flight, stop that nigger baby, then yeah, he's got some issues. That's the next gun-toting postman right there.
That man was drunk on the plane, and then they gave him more alcohol. They was wrong. He was already intoxicated.
He was drunk?
Yes, he was drunk.
But hold on. See, all y'all taking a baby side, hold on. Now, this man was from Idaho. You gotta give him a break. In Idaho, they just got electricity. They just got internet. Back, you know, they probably think slavery is still in effect, and, you know, and all that. And then they married like five wives. But to him, they probably say nigger baby all the time, you know? So you gotta cut that man a break. He just living in his element.
Where was the flight headed?
To Atlanta.
He was already pissed. He was going to nigga heaven.
Maybe the military sent him down to Atlanta. He getting paid too much money to be putting himself in that kind of situation.
But not only did he slap the boy, he caused the cut on the boy's face.
He drew blood.
Oh, man.
Oh, hell no.
I had a seizure.
What?
He didn't clip his nails that day.
It was an open-handed slap that caused a scratch below the young boy's
eye. Did you call the baby a nigger baby just now?
again, Tamika is not stupid. So there was a bruise. She's going to turn it into a scratch. Let's be honest.
Wow. Well, now the news and articles are saying that Joe Hundley is accused, not confirming that he did, although there were plenty of witnesses. Now, if Joe was black, would he have still been just accused?
Hell no. If he was black, his ass would be in jail.
Right.
If he was black, he wouldn't have slapped her. And he damn sure wouldn't have said nigga baby.
True. Right.
That too.
No, to Brooklyn Baxter, no, the mom's name is not Tamika.
It's Tamika as far as I'm concerned.
Is it Becky?
The mom's name is Jessica Bennett.
Jessica, even more whitish.
Shanae.
Do you guys think that Joe will serve time for this?
He'll serve time, but not enough that he deserves to serve.
Nothing too serious.
He'll serve time in court.
Give him a slap on the wrist.
I'm sorry, I just missed the question because I left from. Oops, sorry. Go ahead, honey.
No, I was just gonna say that he's probably gonna get some community service, have to pick up trash on the freeway or something. That's about it.
What did he do? Because I was not here. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, we talking about the baby slapping things.
The same. Oh, yeah. He go to jail. Then let Baba slap his face.
I'm sure Bubba wants to slap something else, and it ain't going to be his
that
face.
Too. That too.
He going to go in with an asshole and come out with a manhole.
Although one of the repercussions was Joe being fired, do you think this incident will hinder him from getting work anywhere else?
It should, but it probably won't.
Probably not. Somebody probably will.
Following this news, I also read about the restaurants are stopping babies from crying, or they're not accepting babies inside the restaurant because of that same problem. So people were asking about, are they right or wrong for doing, you know, for saying the same thing that what happens in the airplane. Because the babies are crying and on the restaurants also, and they banned babies now from the restaurant somewhere. I can remember where.
No, it won't stop him from getting the job. No.
And there are some restaurants that are now offering discounts for well-behaved children, so you can get a discount on your check for a well-behaved child.
That's somewhere in the hood.
because
that's the one in the hood.
I got some. I know some adults that could probably, you know, that act like babies in restaurants. Just saying.
All right, you guys. You know what time is it? I'm going back into the knowledge bowl.
Oh. Well, she's not telling you. She's really so got them in her titties. She's just shaking it around.
All right. Our last knowledge bowl question. Once again, panel, you have 10 seconds to answer it in Skype chat. You type it in Skype chat. And our listeners who are in local, you have up until the end of the song. Now, the last question. Who was the first black billionaire in America? Was it A, Mariah Carey? Honey, you cannot answer. B,
it was honey.
Oprah Winfrey. C, Sean Combs. Or D, Robert Johnson? You have 10 seconds to answer.
That's how we ball out. See, that's how we ball out.
No, do you feel, would you feel some kind of way if you walked up to a library or a church and your thumb drive was hanging out? No. Well, it's the same thing. A digital titty is the same thing as a thumb drive. So why would you feel shame at your digital titty out? Your digit titty.
I'm done. We are back, you guys.
We ain't live yet.
We've been back.
See, digital titty, you'll say that. Oh my God.
All right, we actually.
Come last on, titty.
Y'all stupid. Oh my God. Love
titties.
Thank you. I've done my job. I have come change the subject of the talk show. I will go home now.
Speaking of titties, the last question was who was the first black billionaire in America? On panel, we had someone get it right, and that was Infinite Goodnight. I know
that's right. That's right.
Oprah Winfrey.
About time he knew
something. I said Oprah Winfrey.
Hold on. I am the world trivia champion of the world, Craig. Of the world. And I'm also the world paintball champion of the world.
He don't do nothing else at work but do trivia. That's what it is.
I'm unifying my titles. That's all I'm saying.
So who is it?
It was Robert Johnson. And the first person to get it right in local was Brooklyn Baxter.
High five, baby girl.
Ready to go.
And the second one was Yams. So, Brooklyn, I'll give you 200. Yams, I'll give you 100.
Wait. There's somebody in here named Yams.
What about me, though?
I'm giving out Yams.
I call her Yams because I can't pronounce the whole name.
I have a complaint.
Oh, I thought she was giving out Yams. I'm like, what?
Samaria?
I need to file a formal complaint.
Ariel? Samaria?
Because y'all banned me from answering that. I'm just saying I am complaining because I had it right.
Honey's going to sue. Wait, where's this Yams person?
It's Samaria. Jamaria, Ariel.
Somebody show me their nigger baby so I can slap it.
What the hell? Honey, come give me a hug. She done got buck wild. We gonna have to put you back on Honey 103.
She goes, hold the fuck up.
Hey, I just got a question about why am I dressed the way I'm dressed, and I'm dressed this way because I am world paintball champion of the world. And this is the uniform that I won my title with, and I am required by law to express it again.
I'm required by law to take a shower. Okay, take that crap off. It's been 3 days.
No. Really? I am world paintball champion of the world.
So, you don't see LeBron walk around the same doggone uniform he wore when he won?
That Power Ranger uniform?
But I am also now...
Yeah, Maria.
I am not also now
world
trivia champion of the world. So
what does that mean? You're not going to get off Skype now?
No, I'm like, and I'm not too excited.
All right, you guys. All right, I'm gonna hit you guys with some facts that you probably did not know. You
just can remember forever. He says. Oh my god, that's funny.
All right, I'm gonna hit you guys with some facts that you probably do not know.
I know them.
We ended commercial with the song "Pour It Up." And speaking of "Pour It Up," does anyone know who Edwin Hopkins is?
I do.
I know it, but I'm gonna let y'all answer.
Honey, you're not allowed.
I know it, but I'm gonna let y'all
answer. Wait, what's the question?
Does anyone know who Edwin Perkins is?
You echoing, I can hear you. I'm sorry.
Edwin Perkins. Who is Edwin Perkins?
I know. My grandfather.
And I know him. Let y'all answer.
Can I answer? What?
Go ahead, answer if you think you know it.
Wasn't he the Kool-Aid inventor?
That's
see,
racist.
How come she gets to answer but I can't answer?
Is she crazy. White? How's she
and not white? Is very much is a white girl. Ja Rule. Fuck y'all.
It's Ja Rule.
Edwin Perkins invented red Kool-Aid in 1927.
Give me my lipids. Give me my lipids.
So, black people, your connection with Kool-Aid is deeper than you really thought it was.
I didn't know.
I see a black man. Mm.
That's because white people like Kool-Aid, too. Don't let them fool you.
I don't like Kool-Aid. I just eat the powder. Like,
you're not white. You are not white. You don't count.
I'm Latina, and I don't drink Kool-Aid.
Latina is black in Spanish. Okay?
Okay, fine. But I like Kool-Aid with my finger.
The champ, what happened? You didn't answer the question.
I just dip it. Huh? What was the question?
Infinite was a champ. He said he knew it. I'm trying to figure out what happened.
No, because I let y'all answer. I thought staff couldn't answer. I thought staff couldn't answer. I mean, if you want me to answer every question and win everything, then I'll do that. But I figured, you know, you wanted a chance.
Well, men say that they like their women thick.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, is there a too thick even if the woman has a pear shape?
I'll wait till I'm addressed the question.
No, pear shape just means small upper body, big lower body.
Just make sure you get to me on this question.
Infinite, is there a too thick, even if she does have a pear shape?
Yes. Yes.
Not if she can hold 34L.
I got a pear shape when I don't have my Lola's on. Does that count?
Plus, because pear shaped is subjective. That's objective.
I mean,
okay.
Does her shape mean that she's got a big booty?
I like I'm fat. PHAT. Plenty of hips, ass, and titties. But
Well, we have another black woman who has made history in the Guinness Book of World Records for her thickness.
Yes.
Miss Michael Ruffinelli has the widest hips in the world, ranging 8 feet.
I'm going to say that's too many. Welcome to Takara, sorry. You can't be bigger than Takara. If you're bigger than Takara, then you're not thick. I don't know what eight feet in hips is way, way, way too big.
That's not possible.
That's got to be the circumference, not the diameter.
Okay, brains.
I don't care if it's the radius. That's too fucking big. 8 feet?
Yeah. That's kinda,
seriously, 8 feet around when it forms a circle isn't that fucking big.
It's kind
of
big.
Seriously, I'm almost 6 feet tall, and if you stretch your arms from length to length, from tip of your middle finger to tip of your middle finger, is roughly your height. So when you put your hands and form a circle in front of you, that average person, that's about 5 to 6 feet. So 2 feet bigger than that isn't that much bigger, surprisingly.
No, she has a brontosaurus burger on her ass. That's too fucking big. Fuck what you talking about.
Maybe you need some place to set your drink, bruh. I don't know.
You know,
you need some place to set the club.
I bet if they said she had 8 feet boobs.
Yeah, please, no screaming.
Drink there? Now, 8 feet boobs are a little different. AP
you see?
Oh my goodness. Well, do you think it's an honor for her to be in the Guinness Book of World Records because of her hips?
No, she needs to lose some fucking weight.
That ain't no accomplishment for real, for real. Like, ew.
Does she get paid?
She looked like, she looked like the Elephant Man. You ain't see the picture?
Jenny Craig.
The Elephant Man had ass?
No. No. It's like she got elephantitis. Like, it's just abnormally large and this. Oh, man.
You said abnormally. She looked like a triceratops from the back. It's all right. It's all right.
Does she get paid?
Somebody will wipe it.
She's actually a model.
She's a model.
Isn't she married to?
She's a model for what? Hula hoops?
Yeah, she's a model for what? What radio?
No.
Oh. Oh, we hire anybody.
Ass.
We hire anybody, so that don't surprise.
That's not a no. That's no hips, honey. That's no hips. That's fat.
Well, she says her husband finds her shape sexy, and they have an amazing time in bed, and there is no position that she can't.
Wow.
I bet it is amazing.
That's her husband is blind in a wheelchair.
Can he reach her? No.
Get lost with that
ass. How do you spray?
It's amazing how fucking cruel people can be, man. Seriously.
How do you
spray? No, he's about to. Really?
Really?
Oh my god. Oh, buddy, the fuck. Oh my god.
I have another random fact for you guys. Does anyone know how the word Johnson became a word to describe a man's penis? Oh,
yes, because Leroy Johnson, the first black with a 12-inch penis, let everyone know he had a 12-inch penis, and it became Johnson after that.
Actually, no.
That's why white people are scared.
Jack Johnson, the first African-American heavyweight champion, patented a wrench in 1922, and since then the term Johnson has referred to a tool ever since.
So I think my explanation is
equivalent to wrenches. Is that what I'm understanding?
I think my explanation is better.
Well, next what we're going to go ahead and do, I put together a compilation dedicated to Willie McCoy. If you guys don't know who Willie McCoy is, he is the writer for the Chili's Baby Back Ribs song.
Mm.
And I went ahead and I put a compilation together.
Well, if his name is Willie, it's got to be about ribs.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, since we have 8 minutes left, we're going to do a little bit more trivia and see what you guys know about, you know, black history. Okay, we're going to play a little game. I'm going to read to you an invention that was made by an African-American, and your job is to tell me how or why this was invented or how it came about. Okay, I'm going to start with you, Infinite, since you're pretty good at this so far.
I am the trivia champion of the world. No, world trivia champion of the world.
Lord.
Get it right. Lord. World trivia champion of the world.
Okay, this is all going to be hypothetical. There's no fact here except what the person actually invented.
Oh, okay.
So, Infinite, what do you think the backstory was to this? The strong box, a locked container used to store money and other valuable items, was invented by Henry Brown. How do you think he came up with that?
Because Henry Brown's wife was the hoe. And he wanted to lock up her pussy because everybody was killing.
Because everybody was killing it. What?
Everybody was killing it. Stealing it. Everybody was stealing his wife's
stealing
pussy.
It.
Yes. So he
why not the lockbox
to lock up her right. pussy, a.k.a. the lockbox. He also invented the chastity belt. I don't know if you want to look that up, but he invented that.
Wow. And also Will Never said to keep niggas out of your shit.
Is- I am the world trivia champion of the world.
I'm learning so much today.
All right, I'm going to direct.
Hope it ain't from Finn.
I'm going to direct this to Smoke. Smoke, in the late 19th century, C.B. Brooks invented and patented the mechanical street sweeper, a truck equipped with brooms. Why do you think he did that?
Because he was lazy. He didn't feel like getting out the truck. Boom. You need to know anything else?
I can't deal with y'all.
Wow.
We are giving y'all facts, and y'all hate
knowledge.
All right, all right. I'm going to give this one to Kimmy. Kimmy. Tom, is Kimmy there?
I'm here.
Okay. Kimmy, Thomas J. Martin patented an improved fire extinguishing technology in 1872. Why?
I'm a go with a Finn answer because his wife was a hoe and her pussy was burning and there he you had go. The
telepathy. Brooklyn, excuse me. Fun. Brooklyn says it was to kill spiders. I'm just putting that out there. Finn, that's a shout out to you.
Oh my goodness, I can't do.
Wow, well, what I think Thomas Martin did that because his house kept getting burnt down by the KKK and he couldn't put it out quick enough. So he needed a fire extinguisher that can actually put out his house before it burnt down.
They didn't have a triple F back then. That's why he did it himself. And for those who don't know what a triple F is, it's aqueous film forming foam.
Nobody cares about that.
All right, Du Bois, I have one for you. Lonnie Johnson, born in 1949, he is best known as the inventor of the Super Soaker water gun. Why?
That's my Why favorite toy.
That's a really good question. Truthfully, I don't know the answer, but going with a Finn style answer, it's not because my wife was a hoe. It's because no, truthfully, I don't know. It's Brooklyn. A great toy. I like Super Soakers.
You want a Finn style answer?
I know what
says because his Jerry curl kept drying out.
Wow.
Wow. So why would he fill it with water?
It was Jerry curl juice. So, you didn't know?
The real
it wasn't
answer
originally.
Because that's because he ain't had that soul glow.
Okay, hold on. Let me tell you like Finn answer. His wife was the first squirter ever.
And he had to
undo her. He wanted to get her back.
I was thinking that, but I ain't say it.
He's like, you ain't going to squirt me, and I ain't going to squirt you back. That's the truth. Look at
okay, this is going to be the last question. And I want everybody to answer. For the ladies and for the men. For the men, who do you think was a better lover, Harriet Tubman or Mary McLeod Bethune?
Wow.
Harriet Tubman.
I'm answering last because I don't know who
she was. She good with cardio, so Harriet Tubman, she was good.
She Harriet Tubman, boy. Tubman,
she kept them men
she could torture this because she could probably hide herself in all types of places. So you can get her in all types of places.
Who's to let Mary McLeod? Mary McLeod. I don't know who Mary McLeod is. But what I remember about Harriet Tubman is they always said she was as strong as a man. So Harriet Tubman was a man, and nigga that fucked her was gay.
Wow. I don't know about that. This Harriet Tubman, she was the one who led folks through the underground.
Yes, and they always talked about how strong she was. She was as strong as a man.
Harry.
And she was low. He was the first gay guy.
Oh, wait.
So bad.
Veen, let me
know. In a handbasket. Lord Jesus.
Veen, let me know if I'm right. Mary McLeod Bethune was the first person to discover the peanut. Is that right?
No.
Nut, a.k.a. orgasm. The female orgasm was created with Mary McLeod.
Mary McLeod Bethune.
Whatever. She's more valuable because she discovered the female orgasm.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Ladies.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no one busted a nut before Mary McCloud. No one. No one busted a nut before her.
Lord Jesus. Oh my you goodness. Know what? I'm done with y'all. Ladies. Starting with Kimmy. Who do you think was a better lover, Martin Luther King Jr. or Malcolm X?
I think because he did it by any means necessary.
Martin Luther King, he was trying to get a peace everywhere. He was gonna
Malcolm X, because he believed that he should beat it up.
No, because Martin Luther King had a dream in that pussy. He put some work in.
I'ma say
when you sleep long enough to have a dream, that is some work.
I'ma say Martin Luther King because he has some serious lips, and you know what they say about
I'm out
lips.
This conversation.
I mean she whispering about Martin Luther King. Like, really?
So she just turned back to the old honey when she started talking about that.
She's like, yeah, Martin Luther King, right? He got the lips. Yeah, I'm like, what? Is you? What you doing over there, honey?
Crocheting. I'm
crocheting.
This fool just say Martin Luther Cool J. Come on, man.
Who said that?
Brooklyn Baxter said that Martin Luther the King.
The King.
All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to the What Radio Say What Talk Show.
That's right.
And we are going to go ahead and end this with our tribute to Willie McCoy, the creator of the Chili's Baby Back Ribs song. See y'all next week.
I want my baby back ribs. I want my baby back ribs.
Excuse me.
Chili baby back ribs.
Dr. Eve.
Chili's baby back ribs. Chili's baby back ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
Chili's baby back ribs. Chili's baby back ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
May I help you, sir?
How much for order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? Barbecue. How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
Five. So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Let me get one.
Right on. One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib.
Barbecue sauce.
Chili's baby back ribs. Chili's baby back ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
Chili's baby back ribs. Chili's baby back ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
Chili's baby back ribs. Chili's baby back ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
Remember his baby back ribs, along with his barbecue sauce. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father and our God, we come now saying thank you for the life of our brother Wolf Johnson. Father, thank you for his family. Pray, Lord, strengthen us throughout this day and this hour. Somebody just asked you, what do you know about Willie? Well, I can tell you one thing. Willie was singing when music was music. Song with the Drifters. And you know I didn't know him, but every time I went in Chili's and heard him say, Chili, baby, back ribs, I knew Willie. thank you, Willie, for the baby back rib. And I don't know about nobody else, but I want my baby back rib.
Chili's baby back rib.
Barbecue sauce.
Every time we get out together and dance all night, shaking our thing and knowing the swing of the dang-a-lang, well, I will tell you, at the end of the night, we barbecue. We love life. We savor the flavor of our brothers and sisters and mothers and grandfathers gone, dead, and lost. And I will tell you, my friend, our barbecue tastes the best. You know you'll love it. You will suck it in your little teeth and squeeze it around like a chicken lost in a coop. Yeah.
It's all meat. How would I have anything but meat? And corn.
Chili's baby back rib.
Barbecue sauce.
Well, what we got here tonight is ourselves some chicken, fish, and some bratwursts.
Bratwurst.
One time, my friend told me that if you have a barbecue mix with so many delicious ingredients, that you damn well might lose your mind. One time, I was told in a long lost far place land away that there was some place where they savor the flavor of the man of the barbecue.
Owie! Owie!
Barbecue sauce.
Kiss my barbecue cooking ass.
My baby back rib. Chili's baby back rib.
Kiss my barbecue cooking ass.
Look at that, man.
Put the lid on. Put the fucking
and I will tell you, my friend, that you better put the motherfucking lid on.
Bye bye now.